Ham?
I meant to do this Thursday, but then Batman hopped on with us. As we are past or have passed the halfway mark of the year, we thought we would look back at the first half of possible candidates for the emergency break of the year. I think we try to do this at the end of the year, but we always run into there's not enough time. We want to do characters like...
And there's so many good ones.
Yeah.
It is good to get a halfway point because there have been so many that deserve to be brought back, so many that weren't even winners that don't actually win
and
the voting.
And we'll do that too. Like, notably for that, me talking about the Pope being on the cusp of dying, that was an NIT winner. That lost out to Kern and Rosengarten that week. Also, Mission Impossion was an NIT winner. That lost out to Junior Cramping during a live spot. And that same week, Bob was nominated for his nickname for...
Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Yes, correct.
I mean, sometimes you're just up against a juggernaut.
Yeah. So, later in the year, we will cover missed out candidates. Today, though, winners only for the e-break of the year at the halfway part. So, let's get started.
All right.
This is the most recent one for e-break of the year candidate. This one is also in contention, in my opinion, for drop of the year. This is the Travis Matt fight during the news where sniffing dogs' butts led to on-air and off-air tension.
Nearly led
usually
to fisticuffs.
No words. A dog will walk up and go to town. That's it. That's all they have to do. Man, aren't you lucky that we as humans don't do that?
Yeah, we don't just sniff.
No, that'd be kind of awesome if we did.
No,
we didn't
wouldn't.
Have to like, go
wouldn't.
Through
that
all the process of that.
Highly illegal.
Lucky.
It's not awesome.
Not lucky.
Yes, it is. If that was the way it worked, it would not be highly illegal. You're thinking of like
no, that's
how it
true.
Is now.
But
I'm talking about it. That's the way that it worked.
But it's weird if you're just walking down the street.
Yeah, we're highly
and then you see someone
and
you just sniff an attack.
That's the, not cool.
Well, it's not cool because it's not a part of the kingdom.
Right.
You're not,
so
you're,
is it, so
you're
every
not
other animal species can do it.
Okay,
it,
well, then you go in the ocean and
about.
Let a dolphin have its way with you and be like, this is really cool.
Yeah,
it's well, natural. Yes. It's
if I was a dolphin.
If it was a dolphin.
They probably don't like it either.
Okay. Now you're just being ridiculous.
So yeah, you're
for the sake
no.
of ridiculous. Well, you are for the sake of being ridiculous for no reason.
Yeah, standing up and saying that. Crepe
so
you, is
okay,
ridiculous.
So never mind, Travis. Since you don't get it, then obviously we're wrong.
So hang on.
Okay.
Hang on.
Is watch that not the
nuts.
Usual?
So do you think female dogs
okay.
are really...
Oh, he turned his mic off. He's
doing what you want.
Okay. How about I turn my mic off and you guys can do your show? What happened?
That's everyone.
Why is he so mad at me?
Sniff and repeat. It's 10:48. That's the news. We'll come back. We'll talk
what
a little college football.
On?
We'll do it next.
Here, take it. It was excellent drop work by Tyler. Because he was just peppering them in there. Not helping the serious situation.
No.
Nope. Adding, watch my nuts.
Watch my mouth. We did get this.
Is it what you want? Is it yes. Is it what you want? Is it what you want?
I'm telling you. Is it what you want? I feel like if I played this in my car, it would have like blown the trunk lid off the bass. It's so turned up.
Well, yeah, that could be one of the candidates for e-break of the year so far. Candidate two.
Don't you want that?
This was another e-break winner. Corby had very unfortunate phrasing when he was referencing 9/11.
Can they not just go and be normal in a public setting? Do they have people that say, I'm sorry, sir?
No, you got always got to look presidential. You got to wear the suit.
He can't have his A.J. Brown jersey on.
Suit.
I mean, people freaked out when Obama wore a tan suit.
You know what was badass?
Well, that was communist.
You know what was badass was 9/11. Well, not 9/11.
Jeez,
was badass.
Oh, my God.
What a plane.
There's a promo.
I'm sorry. Being able to share
I
your
mean,
opinion,
have you ever seen a plane do that?
I mean, that was pretty awesome.
You got to admit. Like, if
I
you
mean,
just.
The loss of life.
If you just
so
forget
great.
About all the people that died.
I mean, okay. Take the death and destruction out of 9/11. The rest of it was pretty awesome.
Like, think about all the planning.
You have to admit.
Okay. Let me finish.
I don't even know if the perpetrators of 9/11 would call it badass.
Badass, bro.
Dude, so badass.
Like, Roddy Telez's homer yesterday was badass.
Yeah, Corey Seager yelling after his home run is badass. 9/11 is
the
not.
Greatest tragedy in recent history of the country.
You know what was badass was 9/11. Well, not 9/11 was badass. Oh my
God. God.
It was perfect, too, that Gordo was there for that. Just,
yeah.
So the simple Corby pile on.
Yeah. Strong.
Very
That's a strong candidate.
Very strong. Another strong one. This happened during the campout. Was late night ticket. You have fun hypotheticals happening, including one about Bob that stopped down the show, about how Bob goes to bed.
And Bob yelled at you. He's like, you don't know anything about hockey, Corby.
Yeah, I don't even think that this is even close to a record right now.
He's such a hockey bully, that Bob.
Yeah. There's some guy
he's
in
not even here.
Canada.
Well, where is he? Bob's in his room praying to himself.
Yeah, he's praying.
He's giving himself, lashing himself.
Dear me.
Jesus, thank you for giving the world me.
No way!
Oh no!
I'm sorry, Bob.
He's left.
Oh man!
Amen.
There's no follow-up. It's just amen.
That's it. Amen.
Amen.
He's done. Amen. Now he's got the covers up to his neck, and he's completely asleep.
Hey, Red, I got a question
for
you.
That's how he goes to bed every night.
Every night. Every night.
Every night.
15
Friday
seconds,
night.
And he's completely at peace.
He sleeps like a rock for
right. Yep.
Wow. And Rhett Miller was on the phone during that, which is a weird aside.
Yeah.
That was a funny theme for the rest of the campound of just Bob praying to himself before bed every night.
Thanking Jesus for himself.
Like, not only does he think that he's God, but he has to really bring it home by praying to himself.
Jesus, thank you for giving the world me.
And then the boy, George, had some epic laughs in there, too.
Yeah, you got good George.
So good.
We have one representation that we'll play here for Whip for thank the you. First half of the year e-breaks. This actually was me. I misidentified one of the great news anchors of our fair city, Clarice Tinsley, by swapping out her gender. I don't think they're lashing the monkeys.
Make examples of them so that they don't try to prison break again.
Where'd they find him?
Out and about.
So you don't know.
So Ham read one sentence into the story.
I read four sentences.
I think he wasn't anticipating us getting beyond
asking
that first.
Questions.
Or even just past that first story. This is just his emergency story.
No, I have another story. I'll move on to it
he
right
thought
now.
We were just going to laugh really hard the way he said macaque.
I was informing you guys a funny story of these monkeys escaping.
Playing checkers when we're trying to play chess over here.
Clarence Tinsley does not deal with this when she does the news.
Who?
Clarence Tinsley.
Clarice Tinsley.
Clarence.
I'm bad with names. I think we established that last week.
You've nailed every other word in this segment, though.
No, I have not. You know it.
You were taking your perfect game into the bottom of the ninth.
No, I was not.
It
was a home run right off the first pitch.
He got out for a long toss before the game and hit a kid in the head in the stands.
The cancer kid that was going to throw out the first pitch.
Never had a perfect game.
Nailed him.
My dad, Earl.
Hey, guys, it's me, Clarence Tinsley here.
You guys want to read from my iPad?
Oh, kill me.
Baby arm.
Not the gay boys.
Okay, what do you mean when you say you're bad with names?
I think the week before I misidentified somebody that works here as a porn star.
BTO?
No, not BTO.
Oh.
One of the sister stations.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Remember that.
Hawkeye?
No, that was this past week.
Yeah, that was different.
Man. These country stations, I just don't know anybody that works here.
Oh, no.
Do you have one more?
I have one more, yeah. So, Gordo, he was very sick earlier this year, and
he had George Weislaugh from his coughing.
Can you saw titanium?
Yeah, but do you really want to be putting $10,000 ankle monitors on convicts?
They'll saw off their leg at that point to get it?
Yeah.
Sell it and then hop away?
How are you going to get it off of there when you're the...
You unlock it.
Bailiff.
You unlock it. You have the combination.
They can't just pick the lock? You ever watch Lock Picking Lawyer?
No. What is that?
On YouTube.
Sounds interesting.
I'm insane now.
Oh, my God.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Ugh.
You need mouth to mouth?
George is going to be so
Stop
happy.
Always offering that to me. Even when I'm completely well, I laugh and he goes, hey, you want mouth to mouth? I was trying to take advantage of a moment of joy to try to talk me into something.
That laugh. It is amazing. Funny, but it's hard to listen to.
He's a jerk for not turning his microphone off. He knew it sounded bad, so he just leaned into it even harder, right into the microphone.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh gosh. That's almost COPD Gordo.
Yeah. Asthma field Gordo and George.
Yeah, you're just having to account for where their oxygen tank is.
Smoking through the stoma.
Yeah, you got to rinse out his cancer kazoo so he can talk.
But yeah, there you have it. Some of the first half e-Brit candidates. Will we hear them later this year when the Musers take like 3 months off for Christmas? All right, 888-787-1310.
We're not voting.
Here's Cruz and Alito. Who do you vote for?
Good morning. All right, it's 11:13 here.
Brady Tom can call into the show any day he wants.
I think he
call in.
Yay.